Small MVP. Shot underneath Beverly, no good, but there's a foul. Taking it to the basket was Patrick Gavin, but the reach-in foul, a shooting foul, so Gavin will go to the free throw line. That foul is on Nado. And Gavin will shoot two. He has 4 points in the game. Free throw is no good. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are back on now. Patrick Gavin missed the first one, has the second one here. Beverly leading by one. Second free throw is no good. Beverly offensive rebound. Anderson with it, right block. Tries to spin out of trouble, but the ball is stripped away. And that was Miller for Wakefield with that takeaway. One of their captains, again, just back for his fourth game here after the injury. Wakefield throws it away. A high-low pass from right to left out of the corner went beyond Miller. He had no chance with that basketball. It's a Wakefield turnover and a Beverly basketball as they cling to a one-point lead here, 26-25 with 5:45 to go third quarter. MSONewsSports.com, Coughlin with it, right corner. Up for Garrity, way outside. He tries a shot. It goes to the, it's an air ball. It doesn't go, and Wakefield picks up the basketball. Up court come the Warriors in their bright red uniforms. They've got a big, big student body here tonight in Beverly. Wakefield cross-court pass, right to left down in the corner. Now a man free down on the left block. It's Miller. Shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Beverly's John Loretti. Off for Coughlin, back on the right. Loretti fakes a shot with a take to the basket and an offensive foul on Loretti. Ooh, tough call. Could have gone either way, but Loretti has called for it. Looked like he certainly was on the take to the basket. Probably was the good call. Probably what I'm thinking is he probably should have just pulled up, and because he created all that space for himself, blew by the defender, got into the paint, got very close. Would have been a nice spot for a little pull-up three-foot jumper. Third quarter, 5 minutes to play. Cross-court pass down underneath. Wakefield basketball. They put it up, no good. That shot taken there by Nado. Ball loose now on the floor. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a Wakefield basketball. Well, we'll check some point totals here for you individually when we get a chance in just a moment. Not a high-scoring game here tonight between these two teams. Beverly and Wakefield, Division II MIAA tournament game. Wakefield basketball, McKenna up top, off on the right for Beck. Back off for McKenna, ball loose in the paint, picked up by Beck, puts it up, no, second effort, Beck off the glass, no! Ball tipped around, Beck tries to save it, does so! What a play by Ty Beck! Saves it to a teammate, and that would be Imbriano. And now a traveling violation on Alex McKenna of Wakefield. Ty Beck with an incredible athletic save on the end line for Coach Brad Simpson's Warriors. 26-25, our score.
All right, I'm plugged back in, Bill. Man.
Well, we had a power supply with our laptop here.
That failed us.
Need to have power, and we got saved by somebody here. We just got to find out who that was. And here's a take to the basket, shot no good. Taken there by Garrity of Beverly. Wakefield rebound. They've got the basketball with a chance to take the lead here. With 4 minutes to play, third quarter, they trail by a point, 26-25. Wakefield basketball, two hands over his head is Nado. Down in the corner, off for Evangelista. Back up top into the paint for Beck. His pass is batted away. Loose ball gathered in by Kyle Coughlin of Beverly. Up over midcourt on the right side. Now backs it back out from the three-point arc back out to midcourt. Man defense here by Wakefield High School. Coughlin looking at it, looking as Trakoff cuts. Now they find Trakoff way outside on the wing, but they're guarding him tightly. Who is guarding him? Now Trakoff a three. It's an air ball. Alex McKenna guarding Trakoff. So that's a big defensive assignment for Coach Brad Simpson. Now Ald is back into the game for Wakefield. He was out for a while. Ald is the big 6'5" center for Wakefield High School. Now Ty Beck talking with Coach Brad Simpson. He's out of the game right now for a moment anyway. Ald back in. Wakefield still trails by the point. They had a little flurry right at the end of the first half to take a one-point lead. Evangelista, three from the right corner for Wakefield. No good. Battle for the rebound. Wakefield comes away with it. They kick it back up out top for McKenna. on the right for Evangelista. Down right block, right corner rather, a three-point shot. No good from Nato. Scramble on the floor. Wakefield comes up with the ball again. They're ice cold, though, from the floor. Underneath, Nato goes up. He's fouled. Good control by Nato, faking the shot, getting a defender up in the air, coming down on him, put the shot up, couldn't get it to fall, but he commits the foul in a one-point game. And yeah, we have a timeout, Beverly.
Yeah, I don't know who was, I thought it was number nine, but he's not out there, but your point guard was got penetration and went right to the basket, then he dished it off to Nato, and Nato did have that up fake. I got to apologize. Don't have any stats because we were so busy trying to get all this stuff figured out. But you went down and got the first half scores. There's not a lot of scoring going on, obviously. 28-25, a very deliberate, intense game. Shots are at a premium, and tremendous swarming defenses by each team. Tremendous crowd, and it's great to watch these student bodies go back and forth. I'm going to find out the name of that young man who helped us out,
yeah,
too.
We got to, you know, I got something we could give him, actually, Rick. Yeah. Hey, yeah, okay. Individual scoring here, Kyle Coughlin for Beverly High School. He's got 8 points on the night, two of them free throws. Ryan Anderson with a free throw. Sam Trakoff with just 5 points, a three and a two. Patrick Gavin with 4 points. Ryan Garrity with 8 points for Beverly High School. For Ty Beck, he's got 6 points for Wakefield High School. Embriano with three. Miller with two. McKenna with four. Kobe Nato with six. Ald with 4 points for Wakefield High School. Scott Lewis, head coach at Beverly High School, and Brad Simpson, head coach at Wakefield High School. And right now, a chance to tie for Nato at the free throw line. He's got the free throw. We're tied at that gave ties it at 26.
No, yep, I thought it was 28, but you're right.
Yeah.
Hard to see the scoreboard.
Neither one of us.
No, we're not on tonight.
Yeah, we're not on. We're a little distracted here. Nato hits the second one. And that gives Wakefield the one-point lead, 27-25. Winner of this game goes on and plays the winner of the Chelsea-Salem game, which is in a couple of nights from now. A take to the basket for Beverly, and there's a defensive foul, so we'll shoot. Durain going to the free throw line for Beverly High School.
Foul on Evangelista, I believe.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah. Durain's free throw is good. Luigi Durain. He's the Italian exchange student for Beverly. And the second free throw. That tied the game at 27. Here's the one for the lead. He's got that one. Nice touch. 28-27. Beverly. Right back is Wakefield. Baseline drive and a lay-in by Corey Embriano. Did not waste any time. Giving Wakefield the one-point lead, 29-28. Back and forth we go here in a tight game. We're in the third quarter, 2:28 to play here on MSO News Sports. Beverly take, Trakoff fadeaway jumper, left side, he's got it, it's a two.
Bill, a score from the hockey world. Peabody is trailing Masco, middle of the second period, 5 minutes in, 1-0, but Peabody's out shooting Masco in the second period, according to Phil Stacey, by 10-0.
Here's Ald underneath, shakes free and lays it in. Andrew Ald for Wakefield. He's got 6 points now. Gives Wakefield the one-point lead, 31-30. Oh, man, this is a great basketball game here tonight. Pull up jump shot, I'm sorry, by Beverly's Durain. He's got it.
Correction on the score. Peabody leads 2-1. Owen Brewster with a pair of goals.
Is he the freshman? He's not the
freshman. No, he's the big senior,
6'3". Okay. Wakefield basketball, Embriano outside, off for Evangelista. Out on the right wing, his pass into the middle is deflected, and Sam Trakoff comes away with it for Beverly. Up court, pull-up jump shot, foul line right, no. Defensive rebound, Wakefield High School. With it there is Nato. Nato drops it off for Embriano, puts a hand play up on his right hand. Gets a return pass from Ald down to Evangelista, down right black underneath. Ald, he lays it in and he's fouled.
Oh, great bounce pass too from Nato on the baseline, away from the basket, facing the sideline. Bounce pass into the middle. Easy layup, chance for a three-point play and another lead change.
If Wakefield can really get Ald to heat up, he's very tough to stop because Beverly really height-wise, although they have a couple of hot, tall guys in Garrity and Gavin, they're Ald is a little bit taller at 6'5", just a little bit more. Free throw was missed, so it is 33-32. Beverly with a pull-up jump shot. Three attempt by Durain doesn't go. Wakefield rebound. And they've got the lead in the ball, 33-32, Wakefield High School. Coming to the right side, away bright red uniforms. Embriano back off on the left wing underneath for Nato, and he lays it in. Second effort, Nato. Three-point lead for Wakefield. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Coughlin of Beverly with it. Looking to the basket to our left side. Foul away from the play. So Wakefield foul on Evangelista. That'll be his third foul.
Yep.
Substitution here for Wakefield. Jonathan Miller coming back into the game. Evangelista going out. 33 seconds to go third quarter.
Yeah, we're still in the first half.
For us, right.
Yeah.
We're
just getting warmed up here.
Like changing over to daylight savings time. Here's Gavin with a take to the basket. Shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Beverly
no foul on
down.
That.
Coach Scott Lewis wanted a foul.
Yikes. He should have been. I'm going to tell you something. Pat Gavin was mauled, Bill. He was actually slammed to the floor. Both hands around her shoulders, and they don't call a foul. Cowabunga.
Yes, it's as animated as I've seen Scott Lewis this year. Beverly basketball, though. Ball went out of bounds. They have it up top, 20 seconds. Pull-up jump shot.
Oh, pretty.
It's a three.
Pretty.
Durain drains the three, and we're tied at 35. Wow, what a game here tonight. Wakefield and Beverly, Division II game. They pass in for Aldis, deflected. Now it's stolen away by Wakefield High School. Take to the basket. There's a foul as Nato stole the ball and went to the basket and draws the foul. Shot doesn't go.
2.8 seconds left, and what a turnaround here. Terrific shot by Luigi, but then Wakefield coming right back, and I still can't believe that foul wasn't called. That's about as blatant a foul as I think I've seen, and not be called.
Nato at the line, free throws in the air, nice finger pit tip touch, he's got it, he'll have another. He has...
Looking over your shoulder, looks like he's a leading scorer, close to it.
Yeah, he's 6, 8, 10, 11 points in a 36-point game, that's probably looking pretty good. Next one is around and out, it doesn't go. Beverly rebound, shot at the buzzer, that doesn't go. 36-35. Why don't we just keep it right here, Rick, and we can... So here it's 36-35, so for Wakefield, a 15-point quarter, and for Beverly High School, a 15-point third quarter as well. So that's where we were. It was a one-point Wakefield lead at the half, and now it's a one-point Wakefield lead at the end of
I presume it was 21-20 at the half, was
yes,
it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
All right, and again, coming out of hockey, I believe Peabody's playing in Woburn, or is it Marblehead and Woburn? I don't know where. Oh, Peabody's in Chelmsford.
Yeah, Marblehead is in Woburn tonight at 8 o'clock.
Peabody's playing Masco and Woburn. They're leading 2-0, 2-1, rather, last score we got. But this one is back and forth, up and down, as you might suspect, and just a tremendous crowd. I'm so impressed by the student bodies opposite baskets of each other, behind each basket, and very well behaved and very vociferous, but a terrific game. And it's going to come down to, I think, whoever makes the most mistakes here in this fourth quarter. Tremendous forming defenses by both teams, and Nato seems to be calming things down for Wakefield, particularly on offense. On the other side, of course, Trakoff doing the job at the moment for Beverly, but a big shot by Luigi, you said he was an exchange student?
Yeah.
Luigi Durain. Only a sophomore, but he's playing older than that out there.
Well, we're coming down to it here tonight. A one-point game. Wakefield leads at the end of three quarters. We're underway with the fourth quarter. Wakefield basketball.
Oh, Bill, I forgot to mention our savior tonight, Robert Doakes of Beverly Community Access. Robert Doakes, who has braved the cold out on a lot of those football games freezing. He's inside filming the game tonight for Beverly Community Access, and he had some equipment he was able to lend to us and save us for the second half.
All right, Robert Doakes, a man here tonight. Forget Trakoff and all the other, and Ald and all those guys. It's that guy. Here's a shot taken from the left wing. Shot by Wakefield, no good. Rebound, Beverly. 30 seconds underway here in the fourth quarter. Anderson of Beverly up top, exchanging way outside. Man defense by Wakefield High School. Trakoff left wing. He often sets up on the right wing. Here's a three from the left wing. He doesn't get it. And the rebound is pulled down by Wakefield High School's Ty Beck. Saw Trakoff a week or so ago over in the English game drain an incredibly deep three from that left wing spot outside the line. He can shoot it from outside. Wakefield basketball back up top on the right wing. Off for McKenna. Take to the basket. There's a foul outside.
Beverly
no
Sting.
Shot.
Beverly Sting in the 2-3. Foul is on Luigi. Put his hip in on the drive. And that's his second on Luigi Durain.
Wakefield basketball. McKenna inbounding off to Embriano, the point guard. Back to McKenna on the right to Embriano up top. To McKenna. Underneath for Ty Beck. Shot doesn't go. Rebound is pulled down by Anderson of Beverly High School. Anderson up court. That's Ryan Anderson. Off there for Durain. Durain to the left wing. Pull up three. No. In and out. Rebound. Garrity up. He's got it. And he's fouled.
Gigantic play by Garrity. Just muscling his way in among three red shirts. Going up for the rebound. Putting it back up. Chance for a three-point play. And another lead change. Although they didn't put it up on the board. It is 37, I think, for Beverly.
Just put it up now.
Okay.
You're right, though. They didn't. Yeah.
All right, so 37-36, chance for a three-point play by Garrity. But that was a very, very good move and very aggressive by Garrity going up for that one for the rebound.
Garrity's free throw for the three-point play is good. Beverly takes a two-point lead, 38-36, 6:27 to go in tonight's basketball game. Thanks for being with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports, MSONewsSports. Email us anytime at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Wakefield basketball out on the right wing. McKenna back down on the right side with Nato. Exchanging with Beck. Back out to Nato. A three on the wing. Right side. No rebound. Sam Trakoff of Beverly got position on the left block for the rebound. Beverly take to the basket, and a runner is no good by Durain. Ball comes tipping back out, way out by midcourt, and Coughlin saves it. Great big student body sections on each end of the court. Wakefield to our right, Beverly to our left. A lot of atmosphere here tonight, tournament atmosphere here at Beverly High School. Here's Trakoff to the foul line, down on the right. A scoop is on the rim. It doesn't go. Offensive board, Garrity up and in. Offensive board by Garrity. Garrity has 5 points here in the quarter. He's got everything for Beverly here in the fourth quarter. Coach Simpson of Wakefield wants a timeout and gets it. 40-36 our score. Beverly leading with 5:24 to go in the fourth.
Two big clutch plays by Garrity and putting that one home, giving them the four-point lead. And as I recall, that's the biggest lead of the game. Beverly had a four-point lead way back in the first quarter. And it's been hanging around 1-2 points either side for this entire game. But right now it's back up to the four-point lead. But Garrity with a huge presence inside.
Tomorrow night it is Melrose at Danvers. It's a 7:30 tip-off, and it's right here, power permitting, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Yeah. We got some explaining to do, Lucy. Apparent game-winning goal. Game-tying goal by Masco at 12:30 of the second was waved off after PBD goaltender Aaron McDonald was interfered with in the crease, according to Phil Stacey's tweet. So it should be still 2-1 as PBD leading Masco in the hockey game up north.
Just checking some other tweets. Donald Trump is the projected winner in Massachusetts. I guess that's not a surprise. And in Alabama. Here, we're going to have to play this one out. There's no projections here. This is too close. Wakefield and Beverly High School here on Super Tuesday. Turned out to be a super opener for both these two teams. Ald takes a feed at the foul line. His ball swatted away from him. Comes free. Durain on the take to the basket. Lays it in for Beverly High School.
And he stole the ball on the other end. He knocked it away. Got it back. Coast to coast, as they say, for Durain. Six-point lead. That's the biggest of the game for either team.
42-36. Wakefield, two-hand pass off on the right for Embriano, a three attempt. Got
Whoa.
It!
Oh, is that huge?
Woo. Oh, Wakefield can do that, as can Beverly.
He was about 6 feet beyond the arc.
Long three by Embriano. You don't know who's going to do it for Wakefield with the three. Coach Simpson telling us in the pregame interview that this is a real team, and you never really know who's going to be stepping up for the Warriors. Here's Durain with a take to the basket, and the shot is blocked. Good block there by Nato. Beverly again. Coughlin a three. No. Ball loose on the floor. Beverly's got it. Durain back off for Trakoff a three. Nailed it. You can hear it. Oh, man. 45-39. A big, big bucket by Trakoff a three. And a timeout called by Wakefield High School.
And I thought that that rejection by Nadeau, which was very emphatic on Durain, was going to turn the ball the other way. But instead, Panthers come right back and score, and they get that six-point lead back with the three-pointer.
You talk about a team and not knowing who's stepping up. Right now, Durain is really probably, he's having his best half that we've seen this year. That doesn't mean it's the best half he's played all year. But I'm just saying, he wasn't always a go-to guy for this Beverly team. But right now, he has energized this Panther team here in the second half. Or at least here in the fourth quarter.
Should be an eye at the end there, so it'd be Durrani, being Italian. But he has been something. He has really, as you point out, ignited the team. But the two guys so far for Beverly, well, actually all three, really. Trakoff has ignited him, but Garrity's presence in the middle has been huge. And then the spark plug, I think, that Durain has been, has also picked the Panthers up offensively and defense as well. Nadeau with that block, though, jeepers, I thought for sure Wakefield would turn that around and come back the other way, but the Panthers swarmed and got the ball back.
Beverly has outscored Wakefield by 7 points here in the fourth quarter. Wakefield led by a point at the half and a point at the end of three quarters, but now Beverly leads by 6 points here. Wakefield basketball in backcourt, working left to right. Embriana with it up to midcourt. Steps over the timeline, left-hand dribble off on the right side for Nadeau. He's had a very strong game here tonight as well. Two number 23s here. Embriano off to Nadeau. Turns down a three on the right wing. Down in the corner to Beck. Back up to Nadeau. Here's Embriano, a straight on three. No. Rebound tipped around, and Garrity comes away with it for Beverly.
There's Garrity again. Clutch time.
Big, tall, lanky Ryan Garrity, excuse me. Coughlin of Beverly with it, being picked up there by Embriano. Slides by him into the corner, but deep out in the corner. Hands the ball off. And Beverly's Trakoff with it. Dribbles back up to the wing on the right side. Looks to slide by a pick. Can't do so. Now picked to the right. Comes down in the corner. Picked up there by Beck. Now he pulls up a three. Doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Ald.
He traveled. Oh, my.
Wakefield High School.
Oh, that was a misfortunate play. Ty Beck caught the ball, and he caught it kind of awkwardly, and he kept running before he could put the ball down. So that's a very unfortunate turnover for Wakefield after their defense, you know, kept Beverly away from the basket. The shot went up with 1 second left, and it was an air ball. So terrific defense, and it's negated by the turnover.
I think the shot clock buzzer kind of somehow had a little influence into Beck. Shouldn't have, but it did. Kind of threw him off his stride a little bit there. So a timeout call by Brad Simpson and Wakefield High School.
Still has the six-point lead. Beverly does, that is. And again, the largest lead in the first half was only 4 points, and they've extended that now in this fourth quarter down to crunch time. And again, I'm so impressed with the crowd that is here, the behavior of both student bodies, and the enthusiasm that he, and it looks like, it sort of looks like Halloween here with the bright red and the bright, is that orange, Bill?
Yeah, it's orange.
Bright
yeah.
Orange? Yeah, it looks yellow to me in my color blindness, but lots of color here, lots of people here on the far stands as well, rooting on both teams. Terrific high school basketball game. Wakefield now, I think, needs to calm down a little bit. They've been staying in the man-to-man, and the defense held on the most recent possession. But the turnover, Beverly has the ball at the moment.
Tomorrow night, Melrose at Danvers, a Division II game. Let's pull up my brackets here, but Wakefield comes into this game as the number 9 seed, Beverly the 8 seed in the tournament. And tomorrow night, it will be Danvers the 4 seed against Melrose the 13 seed. Here's a give and go and a take, and Durain dances in with a lay-in for Beverly High School. Well, Durain has had, let's see, 6, 9, 11 points in the second half alone for Beverly High School. 47-39, Panthers by 8. Pull up three in the left corner is good by Wakefield. Embriano, he's got three threes now in tonight's game.
Boy, that's a gigantic basket with Beverly pulling out to an eight-point lead, cuts it back down to five.
47-42, 2:48 to play in the game. Here's Trakoff, straight on three, on the rim, no. Embriano with the rebound for Wakefield. Up on the right side for Nato. Down in the corner. Beck takes it, drives to the basket, stops, pulls back out, but he's fouled. Well, Beck is a real competitor. Is that on Trakoff?
Yep, on Trakoff. I thought it was on Garrity, but it's on Trakoff. That's his third. Mm.
Big one there, but there's just 2.5 minutes to play here. Tie back to inbound for Wakefield. Off for Embriano. Back to Beck. Give and go. Fadeaway jumper in the paint. Got it. Tie back from about 5 feet out in the paint from straight on. A fadeaway jumper.
That makes up for the turnover.
47-44, three-point game. This is what Wakefield does. Bounce. They're right back. It's a one-possession game. Beverly with the lead. Coughlin left, right. Now back left. Pass to Durain. Snap pass into the paint to Gavin, and he's fouled by Beck. We're not in the bonus here. Or are we? Yes, we are. 1-1 here.
First foul on Beck.
So Gavin will go to the... Oh, well, no, we're not. Beverly's got the bonus, not... has got the 18 fouls, not Wakefield.
No, it's
that's
six. Six on each.
Okay.
Yeah. Six fouls. So
We have an obstructed view of the scoreboard here. But, okay, next time it's we're in the 1-1 for both teams here. Trakoff, pass stolen by Beck. Here's Beck with a take going, laying it in. A tie Beck. Boy, Beck just anticipated that passing lane, stepped up into it, and makes it a one-point game. This Wakefield team is something here. Saw them against Melrose earlier this year in their win. They lost to Melrose in their first game over at Melrose this year. Durain dances around outside, guarded by Ty Beck, tries to go by him, comes into the paint, shot blocked by Beck. Comes out in the corner, but Durain gets it. He pull up three, got that! Oh, man! Luigi Durain with a three. It's at 14 points for him, I think, here in the second half. It's 50-46, four-point game. Beverly lead, Wakefield basketball. Ald way out top. Embriano cuts through the paint. Pass goes back off on the right. Saved there by Embriano. Down in the corner. Underneath Ald. Baseline shot is good. Andrew Ald. Boy, it'd be great for Wakefield if they could get Ald to light up here. Just a minute to go in the game. 50-48, two-point game. Beverly lead. Coming right down to it. Durain, left wing, into the paint. Take to the basket, fadeaway jumper on the rim. It doesn't go. Wakefield rebound. Nato with the rebound. He went way up to get that ball. Embriano calling the play. 38 seconds to go. Two-point game. Wakefield trails. Take to the basket. Bounce pass underneath for Ty Beck, and he lays it in to tie the game at 50. Oh, man. 29.6 seconds to play.
Well, you can tell it's the state tournament. Listen to the Wakefield student body. And right now, the two spark plugs are igniting it for each team. For Beverly, it's Luigi Durain. They wanted him to have the ball to the Panthers on the most recent possession. But he wasn't able to. He made the drive. He made the penetration. Just wasn't able to get the roll. And then coming back on the other end, it's Captain Ty Beck, who has been all over the place. He's a senior. And he has brought... Wakefield coming back from an 8-point deficit to tie this game.
See, Beck now with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Beck with 12 points. Corey Embriano with 11 points. Nato with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points. Andrew Ald with that basket. He picked up his 10th point of the night. For Wakefield.
I just saw the most impressive cheer I think I've seen this year in any sport as the entire student body over there for Wakefield did some kind of weema weema way chant, and they were jumping in unison in the stands. I thought they might knock the stands down, but there's got to be at least 150 kids over there.
It'll be a Beverly basketball with 29.6 seconds to play in a tie game. Beverly basketball. Panthers will have Durain inbounding it. Off for Coughlin, Garrity, Gavin, and Trakoff in the Beverly lineup. Durain with the ball. Timeout called by Beverly's Scott Lewis, their head coach. We'll check that Wakefield lineup for you as well. Ty Beck, Ald, Let's see who else is out there. I think that's Kobe Nato, McKenna, and Embriano's got to be the other guy.
You can't really leave because this thing could go to overtime.
No, I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave. Okay. Oh, no, I can't go down early. No. We don't need to do that.
Good.
Yeah, this could go overtime.
It's been that way. And I tell you what, Bill, they came. You're right about Wakefield's ability to come back and close the gap. You know, they had they were down by 6, closed it back. They went down by 8 and closed it back. Here's the tie with just seconds remaining.
Coach Simpson coached with Sonny Lane when Sonny Lane was the head coach here at Wakefield. In fact, when Sonny Lane left, Brad Simpson became the head coach at Wakefield High School. So he's been here now 28 years as head coach at Wakefield High School. Scott Lewis in his 12th year as head coach at Beverly High School. Two coaches I think have a lot of respect for one another. And here we go. Beverly basketball in forecourt left side with 22.1 seconds to play. It will be Durain to inbound to Coughlin into the backcourt. Beverly looking for the one shot here, it appears. 19 seconds, 18 seconds. Coughlin outside. Durain on the left. Coughlin, 13 seconds, still way outside. Coughlin left-hand dribble, left wing. Back up top. It's not showing up for him. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Coughlin foul line, a runner, a scoop. And it doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Loose ball. Buzzer sounds. Hello to overtime.
It's only justice, Bill. It had to be. That Wakefield defense, man-to-man, I'll tell you what, a couple of times here when they had to be strong, they had to stand tall, they did, and that was terrific defense right there. No opening. Beverly with no chance for the shot, so we go to OT.
Well, Coughlin was looking for something to come together here, and it didn't happen for him. But then again, he didn't want to shoot too soon in the shot clock. I see famous Beverly High football coach Dan Bauer here in attendance here tonight.
Soon to be principal at Marblehead, the principal elect, I guess.
Congratulations to him. And we had lined up Seth Stanchel to be with us at the half tonight. He's the girls basketball coach at Beverly High School. But we apologize that we weren't able to get him on because we were experiencing our technical difficulties at that point. Somebody giving Coach Bauer a little handshake.
Got a tweet out of Danvers Athletics, Bill. The Danvers girls basketball team defeated Chelsea 51-21.
Wow.
So we have that one final in.
Congratulations to Coach Pat Ballou there of Danvers girls basketball. They actually had a pretty good year with the girls at Danvers. And we'll be over there at the high school tomorrow night. So we got a jump ball to start the overtime.
4 minutes of overtime.
Gavin will jump for Beverly Ald for Wakefield, and Ald wins the tap, as he did to start the game tonight. Giving it off to Tybeck, off for Embriano. Game tied at 50, overtime. Wakefield-Beverly, just underway here. Here's a little pull-up jump shot. McKenna, no, ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. I think they're saying that Tybeck went up and knocked the ball out of bounds. He was behind the rebounder for Beverly. So that shows some aggressiveness on his part. But he didn't get the basketball. Now Gavin outside. Two-hand pass underneath Garrity. Back out on the right wing. Coughlin a three. No. Rebound Ald of Wakefield. Off for Embriano. Up to midcourt Embriano. 3:23 to play. Game tied at 50. Ald way outside right side. Two-hand pass fake. Now goes to the left side. Back up top for Nato. On the right for McKenna. Back to Nato. Foul line right. Nato gives it off for Embriano. A three. Got it! Embriano with 14 points. He has 4 threes in the game here tonight. Coughlin for Beverly to midcourt. 3 minutes to play. 3-point lead for Wakefield. Battling back from a deficit of 6 points here in the fourth quarter. We're in overtime now. Coughlin down, right baseline underneath for Garrity. Up off the glass. No. Rebound crashing in was Gavin, and I think he commits a foul. It was a Wakefield rebound. Gavin crashing for it. Good call by referee Paul Halloran. We're in 1-1.
Got a score out of Peabody, out of Chelmsford. It's Peabody 3 and Masco 2 after 2.
So that's Ty Beck now coming to the free throw line. He's got 10 points tonight. Free throw by Beck is good. Beck was the Middlesex League small most valuable player this year, player of the year.
Well, we could have figured that out with the Wakefield student body chanting MVP every time he touches the ball.
Next one is good.
5-point lead for Wakefield. That is their biggest lead of the night.
There you hear the MVP chant from the crowd. Trakoff of Beverly left wing. Starts to go to the middle. Cut down on the defense underneath. Gavin, a shot on the rim. No, but he's fouled. Gavin will go to the basket, to the free throw line, rather.
And the foul is on Beck. That's only his second.
Gavin fouled in the act of shooting. Patrick Gavin of Beverly. Gavin to the free throw line to our left. His team trailing by 5. 55-50. Free throw in the air. No good.
You know, part of this turnaround is the way that they've been able, Wakefield has been able to keep Gavin and Garrity away from the basket on offense. Not able to get offensive rebounds and not able to get any quality shots.
Next one's in the air. That's good. Beverly's Gavin cuts it to a 4-point Wakefield lead. Wakefield basketball. Embriano down left wing.
Man to man for Beverly.
Back up for Nato. Now they swarm, triple teaming the ball out on the wing. Pass down low, batted out of bounds. It'll be a Wakefield ball. Well, they're going to pressure the ball. Coach Scott Lewis calling a defense or calling a defensive play. Or an alignment.
Back in the zone.
Now the pass is batted away by Garrity. Off for Durain. He drives, lays it in.
Oh, what a terrific
a turnover.
Run. Garrity to Durain. Garrity the turnover. Durain just flying down the court, splitting the defense and putting the layup in.
16 points for him tonight. It is McKenna, a little off balance in the paint. Gets it back out on the perimeter, down to Auld, left block coming in. Kicks a pass off for McKenna. He shoots a pass back around the perimeter. Nado off for Embriano. A three attempt from the corner. No good. It's a two-point game. Beverly has the basketball. They trailed 5 just a moment ago as Wakefield opened up a 5-point lead to start the overtime. Beverly and Wakefield. Here's the Trakoff. A pull-up jump shot to tie the game. Out on the right wing. Trakoff now with 12 in the game. 55 all. Embriano of Wakefield comes over midcourt. Picked up very tightly by Durain. Down to Beck, down on the right for block. Doubled, kicks a pass back out. Good ball movement by Wakefield. They turn it over. Beck gets it back. Back off for Auld. Back off for, we have a traveling violation on Embriano.
Boy, he was also fouled, but that was after the travel. Yeah, the Wakefield coaching staff is incredulous. They thought he was fouled, but he traveled first.
Yeah. Here's Coughlin in a tie game for Beverly up to midcourt. Bounce pass on the right side for Durain. Coming right to left off for Coughlin. Back up top, Trakoff. 40 seconds to go. Shot clock with 12. Shot clock with 10. Trakoff still way outside on the right. Now comes down, fadeaway jumper, right wing. I think, and off the rim and in, Trakoff for 2. He's got 14 in the game here. Beverly back up on top. They just scored 7 straight points. Here's Embriano for Wakefield. 23 seconds around the perimeter. We're in overtime. Beverly by 2. 18 seconds to play. Embriano around to Nato. Nato up to Embriano. Embriano's got to take this shot. No, 10 seconds. Still time.
Now
Embriano
shot,
a 3. Got it!
Wow.
Beverly timeout.
You got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding.
Wakefield by a point. Embriano did that in the overtime against Melrose. A huge overtime 3 in our game that we did against Melrose over this year, earlier this year, and he just did it again.
Whoa, 58-57. 4 seconds left to go in the game. Beverly left with one last chance to win this thing in overtime. They had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. Conversely, 5-point lead for Wakefield in overtime. The game was tied not that long ago. And now, with Beverly had a 2-point lead, 57-55, but the 3-pointer gives Wakefield the advantage by one. Corey Imbriano with a beautiful clutch shot right at the buzzer for the shot clock.
.3 seconds to play in overtime. Beverly will get the basketball with the length of the court to travel. They trail by a point, 57-58. And this is Durain with the inbounds pass. Gets it ahead up for Garrity. Garrity on the dribble to midcourt. 1 second. There's a three by Coughlin. It doesn't go. And Wakefield has stormed from behind in tonight's game to defeat Beverly by a score of 57-58.
Well, really exuberant crowd in red, obviously. Total disappointment and a crushing loss for Beverly on the other side. But great sportsmanship being shown here. A lot of clutch play from both teams. Big round of applause for the Beverly Panthers in defeat. But heroes aplenty. And it's the 1-point win for the Wakefield Warriors. My goodness. So this game... First half, it was no more than a 4-point lead for either team. The Panthers had the 4-point lead. It was a 1-point lead for Wakefield at the half. And then in the second half, it's remained that way, stayed close all the way until the Panthers took an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter, only to see that evaporate. Wakefield with a 5-point lead in overtime saw that evaporate. But then at the end, with 4 seconds left, Corey Imbriano hits a 3-pointer. To nail it for Wakefield, 58-57.
Yeah, he finishes with a, turns out to be a game-high 17 points and not the highest scoring game of the year. But Wakefield wins 58-57 and moves on. They play the winner of the Chelsea-Salem game. Salem, the number one seed in the D2 tournament.
All right, so we'll wrap that up.
You got it? Okay.
I got it, Bill.
Okay, there's and there the point totals are all there for
all
you.
All right, thanks. We'll see if I can decipher this. And, again, we apologize. We had a little problem technically here earlier on, but let's just run through the scoring. For Wakefield, as Bill mentioned, Corey Imbriano leading all scorers with the 17 points. Ty Beck with some big baskets, particularly in that fourth quarter, with 8 points in the fourth quarter, 12 overall. And it was Beck and Imbriano just really the offense in the fourth quarter and the overtime for Wakefield. Kobe Nadel finished with 11 points, and Andrew Auld had 10 points. So 1, 2, 3, 4 players for Wakefield in double figures. Jonathan Miller with a pair, it looks like, 2 points. On the other side for the Beverly Panthers, they were led by sophomore Luigi Durain, who had 16 points. He was huge in the fourth quarter with 2, 4, 6. I believe he had, there were 6 in the fourth, but he had all of his points in the second half. Luigi Durain leading the Panthers with 16 points. 14 for Sam Trakoff, who had a very, very good game. And also Ryan Garrity with 11 points. Kevin Coughlin finished with 8, 1 for Ryan Anderson, and 5 points for Patrick Gavin. So it's the end of the road for the Beverly Panthers, but the Wakefield Warriors do move on, and terrific game tonight from Beverly. Final score is Wakefield 58 and Beverly 57. The only other final we have was in girls basketball tournament action, Danvers 51, Chelsea 21. And in hockey action, after two periods, Peabody was leading Masconomet by a score of 3-2. So another game tomorrow night, as we'll be over in Danvers to cover that game. And we hope to have Gloucester's hockey game, or at least another hockey game this week. But obviously, check your listings. Check the website, if you will, please. Just going to scroll through the tweets here to see if we have any other. Oh, well, Masconomet has tied the game. Masco and Peabody are tied up at the Billerica Forum, the Chelmsford Forum, or whatever the bozo is called now. So tie game up there, 3-3, Masco and Peabody in the third. And Winthrop is leading 2-0 in their game after two periods. The Winthrop Vikings are leading 2-0 in their hockey game after two. So I think that'll do it. We do have more basketball action tomorrow night. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow morning, North Shore Today with Bill Newell hosting. I'll be along as well. We'll have another interview coming up there. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of interviews. Bill is down on the court right now talking with the coaches and the players. And those interviews will all be posted, as will the second half of this game. The play-by-play will be posted for On Demand. So that'll do it from the Beverly Fieldhouse, the Cabot Fieldhouse in Beverly. Final score tonight is the Beverly Panthers losing to Wakefield by that 1 point. Wakefield 58 and Beverly 57. On behalf of Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Have a good evening, and we'll see you tomorrow night for more high school action.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.